straight ahead on Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College. Matt Schaub and the Texans kick off their season with a win over the Panthers in preseason game number one.
A ton of confidence in everyone in that huddle. You know, we've got a good group and a talented group, so just get back in there and, you know, get some balls thrown, you know, complete a couple there early, get down and go down the field.
Andre Johnson talks about being the old guy among so many young receivers.
You know, I've never had to really mentor anybody, so, you know, now again, probably the oldest, or one of the oldest guys on the team. You know, that's the role you have to take on.
Plus, Chester Pitts hosts a bowling night for a good cause.
It's one of those things, year in and year out, budget gets crunched, arts, fine arts, music, all those guys get kicked to the curb.
All that and more.
Definitely got to keep an eye on them and make sure they're playing good so we can get that good matchup in the Super Bowl.
Right now on Texans Huddle.
This is Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College. HCC is the official education partner of the Houston Texans. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Methodist Training Center, home of your Houston Texans. And we are out here wrapping up the official final week of training camp, and we have a great show for you. The voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer, will stop by to kind of wrap up and put a bow on the first preseason win. Earl Mitchell will stop by, as he is my guest, and we'll actually talk to some of the young receiving corps who couldn't be more excited to be learning under Andre Johnson. All that and much more, but we're going to start with kind of looking back at the storylines of that big win against the Panthers. In his first game action in 9 months, quarterback Matt Schaub knocked the rust off playing the entire first quarter against the Panthers. Schaub led the Texans on a scoring drive on their first possession, completing three passes, but his night ended on this interception by Jason Phillips.
You know, I have a ton of confidence in everyone in that huddle. You know, we've got a good group and a talented group, so just get back in there and, you know, get some balls thrown, you know, complete a couple there early, get down and go down the field. You know, had a couple throwaways, you know, things were covered up, but felt comfortable.
Gary Kubiak has said if Trindon Holliday is going to make this team as a returner, he has to have an outstanding preseason. Well, he's off to a good start. Late in the first quarter, Holliday returned to kick off 90 yards for a touchdown.
Oh, man, it was very special. I mean, it's a long time coming. I've been waiting on that one, and it was just my guys gave me a lot of blocking, and I just seen one seam, and I just hit it, and it opened up.
Top pick Whitney Mercilus had an impressive NFL debut with two tackles and 1.5 sacks, and the defensive unit as a whole dominated the night with 8 sacks.
It felt pretty normal because going through camp 2 weeks of grueling hard work and all that, it really, you know, gets you up to speed about how the game is going to go. About, you know, all the players are smarter, everybody's good, they're a lot faster. And, going through training camp, going against good guys, and it just helped us get caught up to the games.
Case Keenum made his first appearance in a Texans uniform in the fourth quarter. Keenum had a tough first series, starting on the Texans' own 8, but he led the team down on a scoring drive on their next possession on 9 plays for 46 yards.
It's a blast. I mean, I'm playing in the NFL, you know, and it's something you watch as a kid growing up and think about and dream about. And, you know, we're here, you know, and it's just playing football. You know, it's everybody here is just playing football and just throwing and catching and blocking and tackling like you've been doing since you're 10 years old.
That drive was capped off with a 52-yard field goal by rookie Randy Bullock as the Texans sealed a 26-13 win.
And joining me now, the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. A lot to talk about this week.
Oh, yes.
Let's start with the kind of the headlines and news of the week, and that's Sean Cody's injury. Obviously, you never want to hear about an injury, but this one's especially a little bit concerning to me.
Yeah, lower back injury. Apparently, he's had some problems with this in the past, but this is one that's going to keep him out of action, obviously, this weekend and probably longer. But he feels good about being able to come back and play in the regular season opener September 9th against the Miami Dolphins. So I think it's a wait-and-see thing. Some fairly positive things happening with Cody. We'll see how it plays out.
Of course, Earl Mitchell steps up kind of in his place. He's having a good camp, not a big drop-off by any stretch.
Earl Mitchell's a sensational athlete. You know, he ran a 4.75 coming out of college. mentioned, obviously, local kid, North Shore High School. He's going to make the most of this opportunity. Hasn't Wade Phillips proved to us that you don't need the big behemoth nose tackle to function in this defense? Cody's not one of them. Mitchell's not one of them. They're athletic. They can stop the run, and they can also occasionally get after the passer.
All right, let's talk about Carolina. Fans are excited. Everyone's excited about what we've seen, albeit a preseason game. Mm-hmm. But what stood out for you? What are you most excited about?
Young wide receivers looking good. I love Keyshawn Martin. We talked about it on previous huddles, and he stood out to me. Lestar Jean, lights go on. He plays well. It happened in the game against the Panthers. Posey's looking for a catch. I think he's going to get it. They didn't target him much, so we'll see how that goes. But I like the way those guys look. And also, speaking of pass catchers, what about Garrett Graham flashing? You know, he's got to replace Joel Dreesen in this offense. He beefed up his body, and it's time for him to rise to the occasion. I think he's going to pull it off.
Of course, first time we've seen Matt Schaub in a while, shaking the rust off a little bit.
Yeah, Matt Schaub looked fine to me. He looked like Matt Schaub. You know, the pick was a hit as he threw it kind of pick, and they should have been able to pick up that safety blitz. And by the way, why are they blitzing in the first preseason game? Times have changed in the National Football League, but I think they'll get that straight. Out. They were running the ball fine, Patty. I mean, all the running backs produced, all the quarterbacks produced. I'm not worried about the Texans offense, and I'm certainly not worried about the defense.
Well, let's talk about that defense because they were phenomenal. 8 sacks. Whitney Mercilus looked great, and I'm sure he's someone that stood out for you, but tell us a little bit about what you thought about the defense.
You know, I think when you talk about both sides of the ball, it's a program now. This franchise has never been in better shape top to bottom. You have enormous depth here, and it showed on defense with the 8 sacks. Whitney Mercilus, sack and a half. Tim Dodd, who, thank goodness they have him in this program, if you will, because Dobbins makes plays. Remember the goal line stand stop against Baltimore in the playoffs last year. And then you go down the depth chart. Guys were producing all over the place. I like seeing Kareem Jackson with that tip pass. I like seeing what Brandon Harris did in his second year in the franchise after being drafted in the second round last year. A lot of pluses on the defensive side of the ball.
All right, real quick before I let you go, 49ers coming up for game 2. Expectations, what are we going to see?
Starters play about a half in this one, and I'm looking forward to it because San Francisco is the second best team, I would call them, in the NFC right now. Right up there, very deep. They're going to come after the Texans passers, so pass protection is going to be at a premium on Saturday night.
Coming up next on Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College, former Texans offensive lineman Chester Pitts gets some help from some of his former teammates to help out the Arts.
Chester's a dear friend of mine, you know, one of the greatest guys I know.
Plus, what D'Amico Ryans is saying about watching his former team. And welcome back to Texans Huddle, presented by HCC. Make sure to log on to HoustonTexans.com to vote for the Texans' August Whataburger Community Player of the Month. Up for the honor are left guard Wade Smith, who was nominated by Chris Myers, linebacker Daryl Sharpton, who was nominated by Brian Cushing, and nose tackle Sean Cody, who was nominated by Antonio Smith. The winner and the player who nominated him will make an appearance at a Houston area Whataburger next month, so get online and vote. Former offensive lineman Chester Pitts may be done playing football, but he is still very active in the Houston football community. In fact, you can hear him each weekend on Countdown to Texans Kickoff on Sports Radio 610. And recently, he held a charity event with some help from his former teammates. This summer, the Chester Pitts Foundation hosted their second annual Stars and Strikes Bowling Challenge at 300 Bowling Lounge on Bunker Hill. Money raised from the event will be used to support artistic programs for kids.
It's one of those things, year in and year out, budget gets crunched, arts, fine arts, music, all those classes get kicked to the curb. So what am I doing? Trying to find a way to keep kids that otherwise wouldn't be exposed to it, just to give them a crack at it, give them a shot at it.
The event featured a silent auction and a celebrity bowler at each lane, which included many of Pitt's former Texan teammates.
It means a lot. You know, Chess is a dear friend of mine, you know, one of the greatest guys I know, and you know, any kind of event he has, you know, any calls that he has, I'm there to support it 100%. Does a huge deal for the community, and just a huge inspiration, you know, for not just athletes, but, you know, people around the world.
Chester's been a good friend for a long time, and met him back in 06, my first year here, and we all try to help each other out. We all have different events, different charities, different foundations, so any way that we can help out teammates, old teammates, friends, it's always a good time.
Yeah, me and Chester are really good friends, you know, off the field and on the field. So it was a no-brainer to come back in town to help Chester out with his event, you know, supporting a good cause, and it's just always good to get back, you know, come back here to Houston, the home, and hang out. It's a good event. I'm happy to be able to come back.
Fine arts and culture is something that's near and dear to me. Growing up as a kid, mom stressed it, pushed it. You're going to learn how to play the piano. You know, you're going to understand music. You're going to understand something. It was important to her. So it's kind of stuck with me.
I mean, I think what he's doing, what he support, his foundation support, I think is good because a lot of other foundations support, like, other things besides art, which is not bad, but I think this is good because, you know, sometimes people overlook art, and I think this is a good cause.
It's big. The kids will see that it's more out there than just sports or any. You set your standards so high. You can be so many things in the world, man. Him having a thing go to music and all the arts and stuff, this, man, the world is so big. Man, you can do so much, and I think it's good for everybody to go out there and see that you can do it.
Any and everybody can do something physical, but it takes a different breed to use your brain. There's nothing wrong with the physical side. You know, I made a great living and have opened doors for myself that otherwise would never been open because of playing a sport. But how am I using that? What am I doing with it? And the thing is, everybody can't be a professional athlete. But if everyone likes to draw, guess what? You can take a pencil, you know, pencil and paper, and you can draw. So it's just about exposure, giving them another choice. It's better than running the streets.
This year, the event raised close to $55,000, which will certainly once again help out some local youth artists on their future endeavors.
Kids from Yes Prep, we just sent three kids over to the Butler School of Music at UT, which is, you know, big, big time. We've done art shows, arts and crafts for middle school kids. It's done a lot of cool things, and it happens because people come out and support.
Well, it was good to see D'Amico Ryans in that piece. Of course, he came back to help out Chester. And while D'Amico is now a Philadelphia Eagle, the former Rookie of the Year will be keeping a very close eye on his former team.
Well, I'll check them out, make sure they're doing well. Like I said, a lot of great friends on the team here in Houston. So definitely going to keep an eye on them and make sure they're playing good so we can get that good matchup in the Super Bowl.
Coming up next on Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College, what the Texans' young receivers have to say about playing with Andre Johnson.
Just to know that, you know, that he has that much passion in teaching us is like just makes me want to work even harder and just make sure anytime he speaks to me, you know, that I'm listening.
Texans Huddle is brought to you in part by Verizon, America's fastest 4G network. By the Memorial Hermann Iron Man Sports Medicine Institute, bringing elite care to all athletes. And by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off from the Texas Lottery today. Maybe it's your lucky day.
The Houston Texans will host the running of the Bulls 5K walk and run on Sunday, September 23rd at Reliant Park. The event will begin at 8 a.m. and will be accompanied by Toro's Kids 1K for kids 12 and under. Registration is just $30 if you sign up by August 31st at HoustonTexans.com. At 31 years of age, Andre Johnson isn't old, even in football terms, but he, along with Kevin Walter and Brian Johnson, who are also 31, might feel a little out of place in the meeting rooms with the rest of the young wide receiving corps who have an average age of just 23. Andre Johnson finds himself in some unfamiliar territory this season.
You know, I've never had to really mentor anybody, so, you know, now being probably the oldest or one of the oldest guys on the team, you know, that's the role you have to take on because, you know, not only the rookies, you know, I have guys like Les Starr, you know, coming up to me, asking me questions all the time and things like that. So, you know, in order for us to, you know, achieve that ultimate goal, you know, even those guys are going to have to play a part in it. So you got to make sure they're ready to go.
Those rookies Andre speaks of are 22-year-old Keyshawn Martin and 23-year-old Devere Posey. They, along with second-year man Lestar Jean, are excited to learn from the five-time Pro Bowler.
And just to know that, you know, that he has that much passion in teaching us is like just makes me want to work even harder and just make sure anytime he speaks to me, you know, that I'm listening.
And it means a lot just, you know, being in the same meeting room with a guy like that that's, you know, been there, you know, done it, went to Pro Bowls, one of the best receivers in the game, probably the best receiver in the game.
He's a great receiver. He's been doing this for a long time, and he's been good for a long time. It means a lot, man. You know, I just want to learn as much as I can from him.
Being drafted by the Texans was extra special for Posey, who just months earlier was too awestruck to even introduce himself to Johnson.
We were, like, on South Beach, and I was in a car, and I just was like, oh, yo, that's Andre Johnson right there. Like, I swear, like, I promise that's him. And my cousin's like, man, you should get out and go talk to him. I'm like, no, I'm not about to go talk to that man. Like, I was like, you know what I mean? He don't know me. Like, I'm not going to introduce myself. And like, dang, I was just kind of tripping off of it for like the whole weekend. Like, wow, like I saw Andre Johnson, man, he's a big dude. And now it's my locker right next to him. It's just kind of crazy how God works.
Now, well into camp, Andre's best advice for the young trio?
Just quit thinking. Just go out and make the plays, and we can fix it once we get in the film room.
Martin and Posey admit they don't ask for much advice. They just listen to what Johnson has to say. But the same can't be said for Gene.
You're always asking for questions about, you know, routes and blocking and whatever I can get from him, because, you know, he's been doing this for a long time.
He asks so many questions. You know, every time he does something, he comes over to me, hey, what do you think about this? How did this look? How did that look? Could I have done something different? You know, and it's, even when he makes the play, and it's like, you know, just calm down, man. You're okay. You know, you made the play.
Coming up next on Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College, I catch up with offensive lineman Derek Newton.
Being a big guy, you know, and throwing the ball that far, it was kind of like an excitement for me. Had fun with it.
You're a big guy?
Hard to tell.
Well, the Texans definitely have some holes to fill on the right side of the line with the departures of Mike Brizell and Eric Winston. Now, Antoine Caldwell and Rashad Butler have kind of locked up those starting positions, but there is a second-year guy, Derek Newton, who feels he has what it takes to win the starting spot as well, and I had a chance to catch up with him.
All right, Derek, last year, you know, out of Arkansas State, you came, you know, no OTAs out here. I think things are a little bit different this year. You're kind of swimming. Just kind of give us a little bit of, you know, how much easier, or if it is easier for you this season.
From last year to this year, it is very easy because OTAs had a few months to actually sit down, you know, each day and go over all my plays and get a better concept of the offense, the whole scheme, the way we block it, and it just made it easy for me. I didn't have that much pressure on me.
Well, and Gary Kubiak said he's extremely impressed with the improvement that you've made from last year to this year. What does that do for you from a confidence level and kind of make you feel knowing that your head coach kind of has that kind of confidence in you?
It just motivates me to keep working harder because, you know, the coaches behind me, got my teammates behind me. You know, every day they keep me motivated. They make me push harder just to, you know, come out and do a great job on the field.
What are you expecting, looking for personally in this game against the 49ers?
Just do better from the last game. I had a few like mistakes, so this game will work hard to fix it. Do more than I did last game. Just try to work on like a lot of technique things.
All right, we're gonna play, if you will, first and 10, presented by Houston Community College. You ready to go?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, first down. The Olympics just finished. If you could medal in any Olympic event, what would it be?
I would have to say shot put.
Did you ever do that before?
I did in high school.
Yeah,
it was kind of fun. You know, being a big guy, you know, and throwing the ball that far, it was kind of like an excitement for me. Had fun with it.
You're a big guy? Hard to tell.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, second down. You ever had a celebrity crush?
Yes, Lauren London.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about her, but when I first saw her, just did something to me. It made me excited.
Biggest smile I've seen on your face all morning.
Yeah.
All right, third down, favorite food?
Have to be chicken and dumplings.
Mom make it?
Grandma. Yeah, can't turn down grandma's cooking.
All right, fourth down, let's finish it out here. Favorite reality TV show and why?
I have a couple, but a few years back, I started watching Swamp People. And I don't know what it is, but it's something about those guys that right there, that turns your excitement level up to see them go out every day, fight with alligators, and, you know, make a living for just, like, a few days, like 30 days out the year. It's pretty much a grind for them. And for them to go out every day from 5 a.m. to dark, it just shows, like, how they survive.
Coming up next on Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College, nose tackle Earl Mitchell will be my guest.
I'm just glad that I get the opportunity to, you know, show Coach Kubiak what I can do and, you know, show him that I can be a productive asset to this team.
First and 10 was presented by Houston Community College. HCC is the official education partner of the Houston Texans.
And welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now, as promised, Earl Mitchell. And wow, you are wet and filthy. You guys are just working so hard out there these days.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a grind out here. You know, that's a part of training camp and, you know, just something that you have to pride yourself on when you go out there against other teams. You got to be better conditioned, and to do that, you got to be some of the hardest workers on the team.
Well, and as you said, going against other teams, you finally had the opportunity to go against another team at this point now, well into training camp and getting the preseason going. Just sort of your assessment as to where you guys are and how you fared in that first game.
Playing in the first game, it was really good for us to just finally just go out there and just go against another team and finally be able to just tackle, get used to our whole program and how we run things, as far as just even, from small things, from, just the flights to the hotel, and just being able to just be able to, like I said, get physical with other teams, and every aspect of playing football again.
Now, let's talk about you a little bit personally. Of course, Sean Cody injured at this point. Not really sure how but for you. Now, you're stepping up. An opportunity for you, a time for you, just kind of, you obviously don't want to see a teammate get injured, but could definitely be your time.
Definitely. It's a huge opportunity for me, and it's unfortunate, but I was also brought in here for a job to do, I wish well for Cody, and I wish him a well recovery. I'm just glad that I get the opportunity to, show Coach Kubiak what I can do, and show him that I can be a productive asset to this team.
Defensively, you guys have unit expectations are so high around the league. You're one of the teams that are at the top, and as proven last year. Is that something as a group that you you relish, being one of those defenses that are in awe around the league, or something you got a little bit of a pressure to live up to?
Well, we definitely had a chip on our shoulder going into last year, and we were excited to show people what we were capable of, because we were working really hard with the new defensive scheme, and just being able to go into the season and produce and be able to become one of the top teams in the league is something that we take great pride in now, and something that we want to just continue to keep going, and we want to establish a mindset around here that, Texan football is, a tough place to come and play at, and just a tough team to play.
All right. Well, good luck to the team. Good luck to you. And thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us for Texans Huddle. And we'll see you again next Thursday at 5:30 and 11:00.